Saturday, September 7th, will be a night to come together and show support for our military veterans. SOF Missions has a goal, and its goal is to end veteran suicide and build resilient warriors through a four-phase holistic program known as the Resiliency Project. Come out to the fabulous Don Cesar Resort on Saturday night, September 7th, and enjoy the gorgeous resort. Sample some great food and meet new people, all while supporting a good cause. The evening includes success stories from warriors in the SOF Missions program, a guest speaker, and multiple raffle opportunities. Now let's meet the group's leader, Dr. Damon Friedman, who received his commission in 2000 as a United States Marine Corps officer and later transferred into the Air Force's Elite Special Tactics Group as a Special Tactics Officer, Combat Controller. With 19 years of service, Friedman remains on active duty, leading and operating exclusively in the Special Operations community. Dr. Friedman has served four combat deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan in support of the global war on terrorism. His personal decorations include three Bronze Stars, one with Valor, and the Air Force Combat Action Medal. Dr. Friedman has a doctorate in intercultural studies and is president of SOF Missions.
I've been serving for almost approximately 20 years, primarily in special operations, and I came back over in 2010. And it was my third combat deployment. I'd been deployed multiple times, Iraq, Afghanistan, and that was kind of a turning point where I ended up coming back from a seven-day firefight, 3 days, particularly 72 hours, no sleep whatsoever, and I had just so many concussions. And just kind of reflecting back on all the deployments, all the exposure, all the traumatic brain injury, where whether it was a bit mild or just, you know, different levels of concussions, being a part of what just war is like, you know, doing the nation's bidding and seeing things and doing things. And obviously in war, there's killing, and every warrior processes combat differently. And for me, I think back in 2010, I started really struggling. I started dealing with lots of post-traumatic stress. I was feeling symptoms that I was really unfamiliar with. And, when I came back, I just about self-destructed, and, I kind of was in a mission of a lifetime, that was going in with, General McChrystal, a couple special forces teams to conduct disruption operations in the Corngal Valley and shut that place down and bring our soldiers home. It was a strategic move by the Department of Defense. And I had the honor to really be the spearhead of the fires component, a major player in accomplishing the mission. And when we all got home, I realized I was in a whole world of hurt, and I was on the verge of the divorce. Mm-hmm. I was really contemplating purpose for life. Mm-hmm. I was going through all these crazy symptoms, feeling nauseous, sick, vomiting, dizziness. I was having flashbacks. I was having nightmares. I was having a really difficult time just living, and I didn't know where to go. I was super blessed. We ended up coming back all in one piece, our whole team, and there was an awesome network of care that kind of went around me. And it's particularly outside of the military, there are people that really cared about me and what I do in special operations. They really had a tremendous respect for our warriors. And I received psychological care. I received social care. I received spiritual care and physical care, top-notch care. I'm talking about even I got hurt in my I needed surgery, and I ended up going to Exos, one of the premier physical rehabilitation centers that the NFL uses. I had an incredible doctor by the name of Dr. LeMay with my physical rehab, nationally recognized, and also for life performance medicine. Mm-hmm. And so I just went on this big journey. And then after like a year and a half, I found hope. Like I was in a super, super dark place, And then all of a sudden, like a year and a half later, I'm finding myself, you know, mentally, I'm stable. I have purpose. I'm feeling better. I went through the physical rehab, and I felt like, you know, the God of the universe gave me some purpose, mm-hmm. and I felt so much better. And I realized, why should I be the only person to receive this kind of care? Other warriors should receive this care as well, regardless if they're special operations or conventional forces, whether they're infantry mm-hmm. or their support. If they've gone through hell and back, then they should receive the same care. And that was actually the birth of our organization, SOF Missions, mm-hmm. Shield of Faith Missions. And through that journey, today we really focus on the Resiliency Project. Mm-hmm. And that is psychological, physical, spiritual, and social care.
Wow. Well, how did you form the organization? How did you reach out? And what kind of partners did you look for initially?
So what I did first was really just partner with the physicians and organizations that helped me. Mm-hmm. I came up, my wife and I, we said, hey, how do we do this? Well, let's not try to do anything new. Let's just do what worked. Now, just for all the listeners out there, the development of this Resiliency Project, it is a holistic resources that support the resiliency and wellness of warriors. And what we do is that we develop and provide customized treatment plans for veterans through our national network of partners, which, as you asked, what did we do? Well, we just went to organizations that were providing the care that we needed for our warriors. And when you start thinking about holistic approach, this customized treatment solution, that's psychological, social, spiritual, and physical, I just started going down the gamut. Well, psychologically, what do our warriors need? Mm-hmm. We had peer-based programs. We have counseling. We have social workers based off of whatever it is, you know, based off of their family situation. PTSD trauma therapy, that's just the psychological component. Then you look at the social component, camaraderie, mm-hmm. accountability, community service, support groups. That's just, and those are just some big moving parts when it comes to social, spiritual. What does it mean? You know, what does it mean to have faith? What is this education of the things that we're dealing with? And what is moral injury? And having answers to questions that many, even healthcare professionals haven't been able to figure out. And then even mentoring, to mentor this warrior along this process. And then lastly, physical rehab, strength conditioning, and life performance medicine. Now, those are just some major moving parts of our organization. And so what we did is we just found people that were really good at what they do in this resiliency project, this resiliency ring. And we just developed a relationship. Some do it for pro bono, some do it for, you know, a small fee because we're a nonprofit, and some, you know, it's hard to find some mm-hmm. services at this level. And sometimes we just got to pay the full bill. But at the end of the day, it's fully funded and it's free for the warrior. That's mm-hmm. so awesome. Wow. You know, as of today, yep. with our organization, since 2011, we've helped over 85,000 people globally, veterans, those that support veterans, their families. And it's just been really, really incredible. And the Resiliency Project is the very center of who we are and what we do. And from what we know, we're the only nonprofit out there that really takes a holistic approach, the psychological, social, physical, and spiritual component, because humans are made mm-hmm. our mind, body, and spirit.
Wow, this is very, very interesting. We're talking with Dr. Damon Friedman, the Resiliency Project, SOF. missions.com. That's SOFmissions.com. Before we talk about your upcoming fundraiser here in the Tampa Bay area, I'm just curious. You got your commission in the Marine Corps back in 2000. You are Dr. Damon Friedman. What was your educational background before you became a warrior?
So how it all started, just in the last, first, I received my bachelor's degree in psychology and criminal social justice mm-hmm. at small university called Lewis University. And then later on, as I was in the military, I went to the University of Oklahoma, a resident program, and received my master's degree in international relations. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like the first chapter of education. When I came back after 2010 in special operations, I really started having a heart and yearning, like, what does it mean to help out a mass amount of people? So I ended up getting my doctorate an intercultural studies. I went to a small institution over in California. And then and now currently I'm at Harvard, and I'm focusing on their executive education, their nonprofit leadership program, specifically helping me to work on SOF missions, the Resiliency Project, and just this project in helping out the Veterans Affairs, healthcare, and also all sorts of really amazing organizations that we're working together collectively with, for example, the American Legion, and other nonprofits that are out there wanting to help out our veterans.
Tampa Bay Sunset Social is coming up at the Don Cesar down the beach from us at St. Pete Beach on the 7th of September. What's going on there, and why is it happening here in Tampa Bay?
Yeah, so as I've been traveling all over America and from one base to another, we've brought SOF missions wherever we've gone, and we decided to headquarter here in Tampa. Mm-hmm. We have a tremendous amount of a huge footprint up in the Panhandle, so we have a resiliency support team there, and we are actually serving in some capacity in 34 different states, so it's pretty amazing. But here in Tampa, this is where we're headquartered. We believe that this is where we're going to be operating and helping out a tremendous amount of veterans here in the local area. And so we've got this Tampa Bay Sunset Social. It's benefiting the Resiliency Project at the Don Cesar. We really appreciate the Don Cesar for giving us an amazing opportunity to hold this fundraiser there. And this is really an opportunity for us together to get together as a community to really support our veterans. And as I mentioned, we're really super blessed to be able to help out. We're the only nonprofit that in the local area that we're receiving referrals from the Veterans Affairs, helping them mm-hmm. out, starting out in Bay Pines, and then also being involved in a statewide with the director of Florida for the VA, as well as the American Legion. We're going to be spearheading as primary resources this first suicide prevention coalition in the history. So this is going to be benefiting those efforts of creating awareness and also helping out our warriors get all the training and resiliency and the care through the Resiliency Project. And it's happening on Saturday, September 7th. It's 2019 this year. We're going to go on 19 years for September 11th, as many mm-hmm. Americans have forgotten. So we're still remembering, we're keeping our eye on the prize, and that's taking care of veterans. Over 2.7 million men and women have deployed to Afghanistan and Iraq. And we are just one of the nonprofits that are heavily invested in making sure that our veterans get the care that they need. And we have found that through the Resiliency Project, they're receiving everything that they need. And we're super honored to host this event at the Don Cesar, September 7th, the Tampa Bay Sunset Social, in benefiting the Resiliency Project. So we're really inviting community leaders, business leaders, faith-based organizations, pastors, military leaders, government leaders to come together, learn more about what we're doing, because this is awesome. Mm-hmm. And we're making an atomic impact, and it's right here in the Tampa Bay area, and we're super stoked to be able to serve our community.
Well, it's fantastic, and it starts at 6:30 at the Don Cesar. Tickets, $100, heavy hors d'oeuvres. There'll be a cash bar, raffles, and an opportunity to make some new friends and hear some important information. Again, we've been talking with Dr. Damon Friedman of the Resiliency Project. You can find out all about it on a website, sofmissions.com. That's sofmissions.com. And thanks so much, Damon. Congratulations on what you're doing.
Thank you, brother, for having this opportunity to give to SOF Missions so that we can share this goodness with our veteran community and those that support them. So God bless you, and thank you very much. And for all you people out there, we hope to see you. But last thing is this: if you know a veteran that's hurting and needs help, have them come and reach out to sofmissions.com. Don't delay. We're serious about this care. We love our veterans, and we have a solution. Thank you very much.